Texas will have next week a George Floyd Catholic Mass. That's right. You heard it right. Right there, you can see the bulletin for Say His Name Mass in remembrance of George Floyd on the one-year anniversary of his death. Special candle lighting ceremony at 11:45 a.m. Nine candles will be lit one by one as the cathedral bells toll for 9 minutes in symbolic recognition of Mr. Floyd's death. This Mass will be this coming Tuesday, May 25th, at noon at the Cathedral of the Catholic Diocese of Texas, which is overseen by Bishop Burns, the Our Lady of Guadalupe Cathedral, and there's the address for you. It's going to happen. Now, today's show is not going to be about George Floyd. I'm not going to talk about him at all. I am going to talk about the Council of Trent and why we have masses said in honor and in memory of certain saints. See if this meets the criteria, but you can take a guess on that. And I also want to touch on the hypocrisy here of the Diocese of Dallas with regard to this special Mass and the case of Deirdre Hairston. You might remember Deirdre was threatened to be arrested for not wearing a mask in the Diocese of Dallas. She was pregnant. She was nursing a young one, and she had a hard time breathing. And if you look closely on this mural over here, "I can't breathe" is the theme. So there's a bit of it's a contradiction that we're going to call the cops on pregnant moms and then have the George Floyd Mass. This story was, I think it was broke. I don't know who broke it, but I think Church Militant broke it. I'm just going to briefly mention it today and then talk about these two issues, Council of Trent, and then the situation of the pregnant mother, Deirdre Hairston. Before we do, I invite you to pray with me. We'll pray the Our Father. Oremus. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Pater noster, qui es in caeli, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum, da nobis odie, et dimitte nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimittimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, pray for us. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. All right, you'll remember the video I did, it's been about a month or so now, with a lovely young mother here in Dallas, Deirdre Hairston. She came on the show and she described how the priest of her Catholic church in Dallas called the cops on her because she was sitting in the back of the church, socially distanced, but not wearing the mask. Said she was pregnant, she was nursing, she couldn't wear the mask. They called the cops anyway. I mean, they might as well start a queue in the, remember that show Cops in the 90s? Bad Boys, what you gonna do? It's kind of what happened. I'm gonna run a little clip here in case you missed that episode. Let's see if it'll queue up for me. Oh, good. It is queuing up. I like that. I like it when it works. So here's the police coming.
That's not an excuse to act like that, right? Please back up. Ma'am, I'm going to put you in handcuffs if you don't stand up.
Yes.
Am I getting arrested?
Put you in handcuffs.
No, not right now, but if you don't listen, you will be.
And what would be the reason for that?
For criminal trespass. They don't want you
all here. Just, she said, she's going to put her in handcuffs. And then she says, you're trespassing. They don't want you here. They meaning the Catholic priest. Listen.
They don't want you all here.
What's the crime?
The business, the church, does not want y'all here because you're choosing not to follow the rules.
It's not a law.
All right, that's enough of that. It's just ridiculous. This is the Diocese of Dallas. Completely shameful. Now, we're calling cops on pregnant moms. And by the way, we should be handing trophies and awards to pregnant moms. This is the most heroic thing you can do in our time, which is to have a large family, to have children. I mean, this mother is nursing. She's pregnant. I mean, she is going above and beyond. We Catholics should be handing an award to her and saying, thank you for having children. Thank you for bringing your children to church, to Mass. Thank you, thank you, thank you. There should be, you know, I don't know if he's an archbishop or a patriarch. This is the Orthodox Church in Georgia, the country, not the nation. And he says, I think he says to the Orthodox parents in Georgia, the nation, I think it's if you have three or four kids, he will personally be the godfather for your kids. In other words, he's encouraging his faithful to be heroic, to be bold, and to have children. We should be assisting and helping her, not calling the cops. It's ridiculous. All right. So everybody pray for Deirdre Hairston and for these Judas priests. It's ridiculous. All right, let's look at the Council of Trent. I pulled up the quote. It's chapter 23, Masses in Honor of Saints, Council of Trent. I think this is session 23 or 22. I already closed my tab, so I don't have it. Anyway, it's one of those, I believe. All right, Council of Trent, Masses in Honor of the Saints. This is what we Catholics believe. You see, we don't get to just make up stuff and then just say, well, Vatican II, Vatican II, Vatican II, and do whatever we want. That's what these bishops do nowadays. They do whatever they want, and when you call them out, well, Vatican II, well, Vatican II. All right, Council of Trent. This is, you know, what's great about Council of Trent, it's clear teaching. People debate Vatican II and make YouTube videos nonstop over what does Vatican II really mean. And it ultimately comes down for most of these people, well, if you just follow my based version of Vatican II on my blog, you'll be Orthodox. All right, Council of Trent. And though the Church has been accustomed to celebrate at times certain masses in honor and memory of the saints, she does not teach that sacrifice is offered to them, but to God alone, who crowned them. Whence, the priest does not say, to thee, Peter or Paul, I offer sacrifice, but giving thanks to God for their victories, he implores their favor that they may vouchsafe to intercede for us in heaven, whose memory we celebrate on earth. There are two things I want you to focus on in this Orthodox, clear teaching of the Council of Trent. Number one, the Church has been accustomed to celebrate at times certain masses in honor and memory of the saints. So when we, let's say we have the Feast of St. Peter and Paul, we have the Feast of St. Patrick, the Feast of St. Joseph, we're not offering Mass or our adoration and worship to St. Patrick or to St. Peter or to St. Paul. We're offering it to God, and we're doing it in honor and memory of those human saints. Number two, a little bit down further on the quote, right around, right around here. Giving thanks to God for their victories in Christ. This is why the saints often have palms, especially if they're martyrs. They're victors in Christ. That they may vouchsafe to intercede for us in heaven, whose memory we celebrate on earth. This is why the Catholic Church has a process called canonization. We want to make sure that the people that we're honoring and remembering in Mass are actually in heaven so that they may vouchsafe to intercede for us in heaven. That's why we have canonization process. That's why I can't just consecrate a church in honor of my grandma or have, you know, a holy day in honor just of my grandmother because I liked her. The Church wants to actually go through a process that usually takes hundreds of years. Since 1983, it was changed. They mainly study the theological works of a person, not his life. They got rid of the devil's advocate. They no longer do a thorough investigation of their lives. I cover all this in my book, Infiltration. Since 1983, there's a little bit of a problem. But prior to that, we went through a deep dive into people's lives. to make sure that they truly were in heaven and they were saints in heaven. And then we had masses in honor and memory of them to, quote, vouchsafe to intercede for us. All that being said, now that we understand the real Catholic teaching on this matter, let's look at this flyer here. Look at this. Say his name. Mass in remembrance of George Floyd. Now, how can it be? Again, this episode today is not about George Floyd. It's about this quote right here from the Council of Trent, which is very clear. You can't have masses in the honor and memory of the saints. Look right there. You see that? Honor, memory. You can't have masses in honor of memory of people who aren't canonized saints. You can't do it. It is not Catholic theology. You cannot do it. Does this make sense? All right, well, that's the show. 2 points. Hypocrisy in the Diocese of Dallas with regard to Deirdre Hairston, calling the cops on her, and point two, violating the Council of Trent, the explicit words of the Council of Trent. Some Jesuit's going to pop on here, yeah, but like the Second Vatican Council. They do whatever they want. It's ridiculous. All right, well, Texas is great, but Texas has problems. The Diocese of Dallas, it's a dumpster fire. It's a problem. It's a real problem. Violations of the Council of Trent, punishing pregnant women, pregnant mothers, calling the cops on them. For those of y'all coming in late, I'll just run it again. It's just shameful. We can't show this video enough.
For criminally trespass, they don't want y'all here.
What's the crime?
The business, the church, does not want y'all here because you're choosing not to follow the rules.
It's not a law.
Please leave now.
It's not a law. I'm not breaking a law.
Yes, it is.
This is a business.
I'm not breaking a crime.
It's a business, and they don't want you here. But the business wants this. Business wants that, but the business doesn't want Deirdre there. Let's pray Hail Mary for everybody involved in this. Oremus. Nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen. I'll just close with this. If this business, by which they mean the diocese, parishes, don't want us here, maybe everyone should follow their conscience, talk with their spouses and their families, and talk about whether they want to support this business with their hard-earned cash. If the business is going to eject us and do things that are against the canons of the Council of Trent, maybe we shouldn't support, if we follow our conscience, support those businesses that call the cops on us. Perhaps. This is why I say, find a good priest, a good parish, traditional parish, Latin Mass. Let's go back to what we truly believe as Catholics. That's the show. All right, friends, please share this video. I think people need to know about this. There's a share button beneath this video. Click the share button and please share it. Also, please give it a thumbs up, like. I appreciate that. And if you're new, please subscribe and hit that bell. When you hit the bell, You'll be notified every time I go live here on the Dr. Taylor Marshall podcast. Appreciate everybody for their support. And on Monday, to thank all the patrons and in honor of the Holy Ghost, I will be giving away a Father Lassant's Latin Missal, pre-55 Latin Missal. These are basically impossible to find. This is a brand new, unused one. Actually, I may have used it once. But I'll be giving this away to one patron. I'll do the drawing here on Monday with my little girls. We'll be doing two drawings. The second drawing will be for the Summa Theologiae Latin English edition, multi-volume. I think it's 8-volume. We'll be giving away both of these, as well as signed copies of Infiltration and a 1-year subscription to Benedictus, the Latin Mass Missal. If you'd like to be part of that drawing and you would like to support these videos and my writing and the work that I'm doing, please visit patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. This is my tip jar that I put out. These videos are free. I put out a tip jar. If you'd like to put some support into the tip jar, you do that at patreon.com/drtaylormarshall. I'm thankful for everyone who does support this channel. And these giveaways are just little ways for me to say thank you for all of your support. Do appreciate that. All right, friends, remember to pray your rosary every single day. This is your weapon. Pray your rosary every day. Read the Bible every day. Find a traditional church. And also remember our Lord Jesus Christ says you're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. So go out there and be salty. God bless and Godspeed.